Go back to our top story, Sudan. That news of we're entering the third year now of the conflict there. Emily has been looking through the newspapers on that. What are they saying, Emily?
Yes, well, exactly. Today marks the second anniversary of the start of the civil war in Sudan. The Guardian has a timeline on their website to mark the anniversary. The war has since killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 13 million. It's now being called the world's largest humanitarian crisis by NGOs and the UN. But The Guardian actually also had this interesting article today. Leaked UN experts' report raises fresh concerns over UAE's role in Sudan war. The article says that the UAE is accused of secretly supplying weapons to Sudanese paramilitaries via Chad. Now, the UAE has denied this, but the article says that an internal UN report shows evidence of multiple flights between Chad and the UAE. It says the flight paths often disappeared for crucial segments of their trip, which could suggest covert operations. This story broke as UAE officials are taking part in a conference in London aimed at stopping the war in Sudan. And meanwhile, the death toll continues to rise in the conflict. The BBC reports that more than 400 people have been killed by the rapid support forces in recent attacks on refugee camps in the Darfur region. It says that 9 humanitarians were also killed, according to the UN Human Rights.
Emily's going to bring us more on the Hungary story as well, passing that legislation banning LGBTQ plus gatherings. What about the Hungarian press? How are they covering it?
Yes, well, let's start with the Hungarian news site Telex. They have this story here, and they report that the Fidesz majority in the National Assembly approved the 15th Amendment of the Constitution by 140 votes to 21. The amendment says there are only two sexes and therefore denies gender identities. It says that the protection of children takes precedence over the right to demonstrate, effectively banning other pride marches, and it also limits the rights of dual nationals. Now, the other Hungarian news, Népszava, here headlined with comments from the Hungarian Helsinki Committee. The human rights organisation said the amendment aims to sow fear and divide society in the country. It says the government is manipulating the constitution to achieve political objectives regardless of the harm it causes to its citizens. Now, let's move to France, where the LGBTQ plus outlet Titu here has this headline. Hungary writes LGBT phobia into its constitution. It says the law is the backpedaling that populists worldwide have always dreamed of. It also calls it anti-trans legislation and an extension of Trumpism, which doesn't stop at European borders. Now, the New York Times calls it a continuation and an escalation of the culture wars. The article accuses Orban of using the law to divert public attention away from economic problems and rising opposition in the run-up to next year's parliamentary elections. Now, finally on this, the French paper Libération had this report on their website highlighting the different ways that protesters have been fighting the ban. It highlights, for instance, the Grey Pride March, which took place on Saturday. Protesters made light of the ban on pride marches by wearing exclusively grey and chanting slogans like "Let's all be exactly the same." Other stewards suggested that banning pride was not enough, and they encouraged Orban to ban sunshine as well.
Clever idea for the protests. Something completely different for you now. We're going to take you to Kenya. Two teenagers have been arrested there for trafficking, but this is rather unusual. It's for trafficking ants.
Yes, it's quite a strange story coming out of Kenya, not something we're used to seeing every day. This story in the daily paper The Star says 4 expected in court for trafficking garden ants. Now, this article says that 2 Belgian teenagers and 2 of their accomplices were arrested in possession of almost 7,000 euros worth of queen ants. Now, Stuart, in case you were wondering what 7,000 worth of ants looks like, The Times has the answer for us. It's 5,000 ants. The article says that the teenagers were planning to sell them as exotic pets. The two teens, who you can see in the photos here looking rather gloomy, knew they were quite smart, that if you smuggle insects through an airport, you shouldn't keep the ants in your pants because that will make you look suspicious. And so instead, they kept them in these test tubes, as you can see here, 2,300 of them, actually. The article says that the queen harvester ants are in strong demand by collectors worldwide because of their red colour and their quite large size. A queen can grow over 2 centimetres in length. Now, Kenya's wildlife services have said that although they've battled illegal trafficking for a very long time, they're now having to turn their attention to smaller and stranger species in response to a weirder global demand.
What a strange story. I'm glad you brought it to us, Emily. Well done. Finally, Emily's got some holier news for us. This is the architect Gaudi might be on the path to sainthood, apparently.
Yes, exactly. This is news coming out of the Vatican and their website, Vatican News. The Catalan Spanish architect Antoni Gaudi has been declared venerable. This means that God's architect, as he's sometimes known, is one step closer to becoming a saint. He's known for his fantastic buildings around Barcelona and especially the Cathedral Sagrada Familia. There's a lovely photo in the article here of the inside. It's still under construction nearly 140 years after building first started, which is great news for procrastinators. You can now technically become a saint for not finishing everything you had to do.
So impressive. That building is incredible. I've been to Barcelona twice and never got inside. The queue's always too long. Beautiful outside, though, Emily. Yeah, thanks a lot, Emily, with the papers on France 24.